Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director and promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Remain in My Word.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, We are descendants of Abraham, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free? Jesus answered them, Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me, because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father. They answered and said to him, Our father is Abraham. Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father. So they said to him, We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me. The Gospel of our God. Commenting on this Gospel passage, Carol Stumuller reminds us that the whole existence of ourselves as disciples of Jesus flows from the mysterious roots of our souls, where we are called and sustained in a supernatural life beyond all human ability to comprehend. Thus we hear Jesus say to those who believe in him, If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We know that we make many decisions from our conscious intelligence, and we act according to our gifts and opportunities. But at the core of ourselves, we are begotten by God and are receiving a divine life similar to Jesus. Learning to live in the truth is a lifetime challenge, and perhaps now more than ever, we realize that we cannot take this practice for granted. I remember as a child being taught that telling the truth, no matter what I thought the consequences would be, always worked out best. As a teacher, I encouraged my young special students to trust me with the truth, and I would reward them for it. We all felt better with this golden rule. With Jesus, it is deeper. More than just a belief in the truths of God, it is first and foremost a personal relationship of trust and obedience to our God and to God's word. This is so evident in salvation history. God is worthy of our complete trust, and God is faithful. Entrusting our lives to our faithful God makes all the difference. We come to realize in this ongoing relationship that we need gratitude and generosity. Being faithful and intentional with our prayer really helps. Otherwise, we grope around in our own darkness and sense of self-reliance. So, trusting in the truth and in the one who is truth will lead us to true freedom and will deepen our relationship with God, who is the fullness of truth and mercy. We now ask ourselves, can we accept this invitation to be at home with God's word, with God's love?